Father, we thank you this morning, this afternoon, Lord. For us, for me, it is good to be near God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for another day just to be alive. Thank you for your grace, Father. And Father, as we come before you this morning, we're just being reminded again the importance of being quiet with you. I pray this in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Father, this morning, we remind ourselves, we remember that worship is more than singing. It's not just singing. So we offer our mind, we offer our bodies, we offer our spirit to you, Lord God. We submit our mind, we submit our bodies. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but Lord, we invite you in this time right now to transform and renew our mind. That by testing, we might be able to discern what your will is, what your good and acceptable and perfect will is. Thank you. You are my worship. I will give.
Your feet.
Jesus. His name is Jesus.
secret place in the holy place. priest. Deeper thirst for the secret place. Deeper hunger for the secret place. Here I am, Lord, I pray. Finally find my added on. Say yes to you.
Father, your word says when we ask for the Holy Spirit, you do not give us a scorpion. We as earthly parents, we know when our children ask for bread, we don't give them stones. When they ask for a fish, we don't give them a scorpion. Better yet for you, Lord God, a good Father. When we ask for the Holy Spirit, when we pray for an increase of your presence in our lives, Lord, you do pour it. You do pour more. I thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for that, Father. One thing we desire, the only thing we seek really, is that we will dwell in your house, Lord. Because we know when we dwell within your house, when we dwell in the secret place, we abide under your shadow. So Father, I want to dwell within the secret place more than yesterday. More than the season before, more than ever before, Lord. More than ever before, Father. More than ever before. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you for your encounter, Lord. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for making us like you. Thank you for coming. And when we come, when we call, you answer. Thank you, Father. You know us. We cannot hide from you and see the deep desire in our hearts to see you, Lord. Especially as a congregation, Lord. Even when we do this in the middle of the day, it's such an awkward time for a lot of people. But Lord, we stand in the gap for this church. We stand in the gap for every member, young, adults, children, and old. Have mercy, Father. Reveal yourself to them. Open the eyes of their hearts, Lord. Those who are struggling with sin. Those who are struggling to make a choice to follow you, Lord God. Because of the spirit of the world, because of their carnality. Father, we stand in the gap for them. And us as leaders in this church, God, we rest in you, Lord. We cannot save people. Even Moses in the wilderness couldn't. He couldn't do it. Father, I pray that we would not be focusing on people, but we would remain focused on you. Continue, come do what you want to do here. Lord, we pray for this election that's happening today in Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, in the Hampton Head area. Father, we ask that your will be done. We need godly people in power. Especially those who call by your name, God. Let them not vote emotionally. Let them see so many people in the church do not vote. Lord God, let us see as a call to do our homework, to do our research, and yet to vote kingdom values. So yes, Father, we pray for wisdom there. Pray that you would continue to stretch out your hands, heal the sick, heal the brokenhearted, be the widows, be with the widowers, with the widows. Comfort their hearts, God. Be with the orphans, those who are hopeless, yeah, helpless. Bring them hope. Bring hope to the hopeless. Be the help for the helpless. Jesus, we pray this, Father. We humble ourselves today, Father. We pray, come heal this community. Come heal this community. Come have your way in this community, God. Let us not be entangled, especially as church leaders. Let us not be entangled in the affair of this world. Lord, give us your grace and your mercy to remain in the secret place and remain focused on you. We invite you, Father, when we thank you for coming. For we know men's effort brings men's results, and men's results are temporary. They don't give life. They don't give eternal life. But you, Holy Spirit, when you come, Jesus, when you hear, your results are eternal. So yes, Father, let the encounter Zacchaeus had with you, let it happen here in this place. Create this deep hunger in people's heart to come and see you. to go in the secret place in their homes, turn off the distractions, go somewhere, isolate themselves just to go and find you. That's where it's at, Lord. So yes, Lord, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. Jesus.